swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Ah, the early 90s. That magical time in kids' TV where using puppets was apparently normal. They were wholesome, a little bit sinister sometimes, and gave you the impression that someone on the writing team was definitely at Woodstock.
HR, pop and step, push your bend when things get rough.
Now, you might have a soft spot for shows like these, but imagine if you were limited to watching only one of these shows for your entire life. Okay, so dramatics aside, this is actually the idea behind the movie Brigsby Bear.
Brigsby Bear, our keeper of the light!
It's an offbeat, feel-good dramedy produced by the SNL guys. Yes, Andy Samberg makes a cameo.
Like a mouse!
And it's about a guy in his mid-20s called James who got abducted as a newborn.
Try to imagine a hero.
His abductors were two new age hippies, and they lock James away in a house in God knows where for his entire upbringing, isolating him from the rest of society. They leave him with one TV show to entertain him, but also basically raise him. The show, you got it, Brigsby Bear.
There's something I need to tell you.
Okay, so most of the movie is set after the authorities discover James, and the movie deals with his reintegration into society.
Everything's very big.
At times, it's really awkward, and other times, it can be really funny.
I really like your clothes.
Which is the weird thing about Brigsby Bear, because when you first hear the premise, it hardly screams comedy.
This is about moving on with the rest of your life.
Like, it's essentially a movie about dealing with the aftermath and trauma of a lifelong house arrest. That's really messed up. But the SNL guys do seem to find that sweet spot. I've also got to hand it to Kyle Mooney, who plays James in Brigsby Bear, because his facial expressions are absolutely incredible.
Just be normal, right?
He's kind of this Michael Cera awkward kind of guy, and you feel like if you got close enough to him, he might smell a bit like Play-Doh, but he resists turning him into a complete caricature. Brigsby Bear is kind of like the Eat, Pray, Love of American comedy right now. It's a little bit cute and awkward, but also very wholesome at times. It gets 3.5 out of 5.
Triple J.